Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet is Demai, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And once again, as we have heard so many times, Demai is a takana that when you purchase Tua from an Amaretz, on the chance that he didn't take off Maisris, he wants you to separate Maisri Rishon, but you can keep it, separate Maisri Ana, you can keep it, separate Trumas Maisri from the Maisri you separate, that you have to give to the Kayan, and the Maisri Sheni you have to take to Yerushalayim. And basically, Chazal understand, the chances are the Amaretz did take off Maisris. It's just an extra precaution. And because the Takana was made as an extra precaution, it comes with many kulais, many leniencies, as we have discussed. Actually, we've mentioned this one also. But now we're going to see it in its base, in the Makar. Zakta Mishnah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Machilin esu aniyim demai. You can feed poor people demai. There's a knock on your door. There's a person that says, excuse me, I'm very hungry. You can give him demai. I bought two of an Amaretz. I didn't take off the maestress I'm supposed to. You have the demai maestress. I can give him this demai, this tour I purchased from an Amaretz. What about if this Ani, this poor person, is from the Chaverim that are very makbid on Trumasi Maestris? Soktabatirah, I have to tell him, because I'm telling you this is demai. It's up to him. If he wants to take off maestris, he can, but I can give it to him. And don't tell me, well, he's poor, he has nothing to eat, we have no choice. You can't give him other things that are usher to eat, unless it's pekuach nefesh, and there's nothing else to eat. But with demai, it's mutter. That's the Chazal made the takana of demai. They said you can feed poor people demai. Weiter, v'yasu achsanya demai. So achsanya is an inn. And what we mean over here is soldiers that are traveling. The Bat Tanura explains, unlike today, where every army has their own kitchen in those days, when the soldiers came through a town, it was the obligation of the local people to provide them with their food. So Zakta Bat Tanura, if the soldiers were traveling through, but they're not staying overnight, you can give them demai. If they are staying overnight, Avulanu Shamba Laila, says the Bat Tanura, then you have to follow the instructions of demai. There are different shitas here about this, but that's what the Bat Tanura says. Incidentally, there's an interesting shita from the Rambam. The Rambam holds we're talking about Archim. That's what achsanya means. Guests. Yiddish guests. So if you're fulfilling the mitzvah of achnasas archim, Chazal are making it easier. And they're saying you can give them demai. As they held the Rambam. Vayter zakta mishnah. Rabban Gamliel, he was even more mekel. Hayamachal es poyel of demai. Rabban Gamliel would feed his poor workers demai. Rabban Gamliel tain, well, if they're poor, they can eat demai. But the halacha is not like Rabban Gamliel. Because whether they're poor or not, you have to feed them. And by giving them demai, you're paying off your chayiv with demai. Although we see this tremendous kula, that poor people can eat demai, but it means when an ani knocks on your door and says, I'm hungry, it doesn't mean on a large scale. And therefore, says the Mishnah Vayter, gaboy tzedakah. These are gaboyim who collect food from the people in the town and they give it out to the poor people. Beshamayim and the Beshamay say, noisnin es ha-me'usr l'she'ena ma'aiser. They give the food that they collected from people we know for sure they took off Maisris. They give that food to a person who doesn't separate Maisris. Vesheena Moser, basically Dmai, from Amihu Aratzim, where we have no guarantee they took off Maisris. So Lema'asa, let's give this food to people we know are going to separate Maisris. Nimsu, so it turns out, Kala Adam Eichlin Mesukin, everyone's going to eat for sure food that Maisris were taken from. Because we gave the problematic food to those that are going to fix it anyway. And we gave the food that we know for sure is good, that maestros were taken from, to those that won't fix it. Sakta Matanura, those that are getting the demai, because they're going to fix it, they're going to take off maestros, aren't going to get any less. We're going to give them more to make up for it, because they're going to have to take off some of the food. They have to take off Trumas Meiser. Zayhal to Beshami, the Chachamim say, Goyvenstam, those that collect tzedakah, they collect the food. They don't have to look to see who they're getting it from. Or Mechalkenstam, and they give out the food. According to the Beshama, you have to keep a whole cheshbon. Oh, this food came from an Amaretz. This food came from someone who's trusted. And then, who's coming to get it? Oh, you could be trusted, you can't be trusted. We have to make sure which food goes where. And you don't have to do that. The Chachamim say, Goyvenstam, collect the food without keeping a cheshbon, keeping an accounting of who you're collecting it from, umechalkin stam, and distribute it stam, v'roitzel esakin yesakin. And any poor person who says, I don't want to take chances, let me be mafresh maestres, let him do it. Now, it sounds like he has a choice. If he wants to do it, he can do it, but it's not what it means, says the Batanura. Because this heter that poor people can eat demai, again, is just that one meal. It's not when you get a distribution of payres. So what do we mean, v'roitzel esakin? If somebody wants to fix it, it's mashma only if he wants to. What it means, the Mefarshim explain, is it's not our achrayas. The poor people have to know that they have to separate maestros because we're not keeping an accounting where it's coming from. And it could come from Amiratzim. But Roitz L'Sangan, if they're going to listen, they'll listen. If not, not. It's not our responsibility. But if the poor person comes to ask the Rav Ashayla, I got these payers from the tzedakah packages, do I have to separate maestros? He's going to be told, yes, you have to. The Batanura makes a diik. The beginning of the Mishnah is Machilin Esuaniyim Demai. You can feed poor people demai. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, poor people can eat demai? And the answer is, because it's not true. We're not saying poor people can eat demai. That would mean, even if they get a big distribution of payrois, no problem, I'm poor, I can eat demai. We're not saying that. We're saying, the one meal you're asking for, that you can eat demai, but not on a large scale. So, chazring over our Mishnah, if an ani knocks on your door, you can give him demai. Soldiers traveling through from place to place, the Batanura says, and they're not sleeping over at night in this town, and being that it's the responsibility of the local townspeople to feed them, these are soldiers of Amelech Yisrael, they're Yiddish soldiers, you can give them demai. Rav Gamliel extended the heter a little bit, he even fed his poor workers demai. But the Tanakhama argues with Rav Gamliel, because he says the workers may be poor, but you're obligated to feed them. So you can't pay off your chayv with demai. This heter for poor people is only, they knock on your door, they need a meal. But not on a large scale. And therefore the Beis Shammai say, Gaboy Tzedakah have to hold a very complicated accounting who they're getting it from and who they're giving it to. Because in order to make sure everyone eats food that maestros were taken from, so when you get food from Amiratzim, you're supposed to give it to people you know they're going to take off maestros. And when you get food from people you know that they took off maestros, give that to those that aren't going to take off maestros. You're going to give a little bit more to those that are taking off maestros to make sure they don't lose out. The Chachamim say you don't have to hold such an accounting. You collect from anybody, give to anyone. And those that know the halacha, they will know to be mafresh maestros on their own.